All right. Bobby, you welcome. You ready? Okay. All right, good morning. All right, good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Good evening. Happy New Year to everyone. Happy New Year. Welcome, welcome to our January meeting. We're going to get started with our opening prayer with Father LaHood.
Well, this time of year, you can't tell 7 a.m. from 7 p.m. In the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we thank you for the gift of your Son, the gift of eternal life. We thank you for sharing your divine life with us through him. We ask you to bless us this evening. Give us wisdom. Give us insight. Help us to discern best how to operate this school, how to make it conform to your will, to train our children in faith and also in the natural world that you've created for us. We ask all this in the name of Jesus, your Son, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen. St. Joseph, pray for us. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
I would like to have Dr. Camp come up if she's there.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Did everybody enjoy the snow we had? Did you enjoy that? It was pretty, wasn't it? No fun for driving, though. So just a couple of announcements about the extended care program. We have a couple of events that are coming up in celebration of Catholic Schools Week. So we're going to kick off the Catholic Schools Week with an opportunity for our retired students to perform at a nursing home, a local nursing home. It's called Martin Chase. Anybody know where that is? It's in Bowie. Okay, good. So the students have been preparing for their recital, and hopefully we'll have enough students there to help the residents feel welcome and happy. So, any band parents here? Band parents? We're also inviting the band students to join us as well, if they would like to do a solo. And it's all in trying to help make someone else's life a little bit easier. And so the theme is whatsoever you do. Everybody knows that song, right? Father, you want to sing it for us? That you do unto me. Okay, so we're excited for that. That's going to be on January 25th from 1 to 2 p.m. So it's just a 1 hour presentation. And already I'm hoping that Victoria will participate in that. Victoria is one of the guitar students in the aftercare program. So hopefully she'll participate as well as any others who want to come forward. We also have a tennis demonstration on Friday, January 31st. That is the end of Catholic Schools Week, and so it's an early dismissal day. So I always say, what a deal. You can drop in, and for $20, you can have all this tennis demonstration, activity, and et cetera. They can bring their gym uniforms. And then the third activity is about our extended care kids bingo on Friday, January 17th. So if your child is not in the aftercare program, they can drop in for $20 and play a kid bingo and have fun. And the parents can get caught up on all of their things they have to do, like getting ready for the tax season, right? Getting tax papers in order. So if you're not signed up full-time for aftercare, it's never too late. You can sign up for February on a monthly basis, February, March, and to the end of the school year. So we want to thank the parents who are currently in the program. Can you see a show of hands of the parents who are currently in the program? Okay, let's give them a round of applause because they come up and they pick up their kids on time. I mean, we certainly appreciate that. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Are we going to have Principal Lewis come up?
Good evening. So the end of this month is Catholic Schools Week. There's a lot going on in January, but I wanted to particularly highlight this. There's going to be events that entire week for the students, a lot of dress down days, dress up days, dress theme days. We're having a performance come in, an assembly for the students that the HSA has so graciously offered to co-sponsor. And so you're going to be getting details about all of those events for the students. But the two big things for parents to put on their calendars is going to be first on Sunday, January 26th, is our open house from 11 to 1. That is the time primarily for new families to come and tour the school, people that are interested in joining St. Mary's. But you know as well as I do, our school, it shows really well. Our staff are wonderful. But the big thing that draws parents here is the community. It's you guys. We're going to do everything that we can to make the school presentable and wonderful, but it would be wonderful to have some current families, some current students here in uniform if possible, just to really show off who we are here at St. Mary's. They're going to be interacting with your children every single day. They're going to be interacting with you at HSA meetings. So you can really help us out by getting some great families here next year just by being here. And also, the Knights of Columbus is offered to buy, they're going to provide lunch here at the school. So they're going to buy some sandwiches, some chips, some cookies, and it's just a great time. Maybe if you have family that want to come see, maybe your child can lead their family on a tour of the school as well. So that's going to be a really nice event. The second is on Tuesday, with January 28th, and that is Family Day. Yes, ma'am?
What time?
From 11 to 1. It's right after the 9:30 Mass. And then on Tuesday is going to be Family Day. So we are going to have another in-school open house for anyone that wants to come and watch the classrooms, watch your child's current classroom, watch the classroom that they're going to be in next year, just to get a sense of what goes on every single day. And then we have our family pizza lunch. If you've been at St. Mary's for a couple years, you know what a great day that is for the students. Instead of our normal lunch schedule of having pre-K through second, then third through fifth, we actually organize the students alphabetically by last name or by family. So parents can come in and eat pizza lunch with their children. So if you have a first grader, a fifth grader, an eighth grader, they'll all eat lunch at the same time. You don't have to come to three different lunches. So you can order pizza by pizza, or you can order by the slice, and those order forms will be coming out very shortly. But it's a really great time for students to have lunch with their families. If for some reason you're not able to attend, don't worry. Our parents are the best, and the kids are really great at inviting people to come and sit with them. So if you do come, you may have a couple of other children that will be able to sit with your family and get that family feel, even if their parents can't be here. So keep that Sunday and Tuesday in mind, and we'll be sending out more details about all the fun things coming with Catholic Schools Week. As always, if you need anything, I'm available in person, phone call, email, just let me know. Hope you have a great evening, and thank you for coming.
All right, welcome again. So I want to introduce our board members once again, just in case you're new or had a great holiday and totally forgot who's on our board because your holiday was so wonderful. But again, happy 2020 will be 2020 will be a brand year. So as our vice president, we have Amber. Our secretary, we have Lauren Williams. Our corresponding secretary is Tanae Powell. So Shannon, come on. There you go. Our sergeant of arms number one is Nigina Senior. Two is Sabrina Cole. And our treasurer is unfortunately not here today. Her name is Lewis Chapman. Again, I am Omar Wilkins. I'm acting as the president for right now and the hours recorder. So we're going to go over, hopefully everyone received the handouts. So we're going to go over a little bit of the budget. I'm not going to go into any detail that is definitely for my treasurer to go over, and so hopefully next month she'll be here with the full detail of our budget. So as you can see, what we have here right now is just the fundraisers that we have completed, which was the Christmas craft there. I think with a great success, it was very hard. Miss Sabrina, who's...
I'm running away.
Yeah, she's running away. She put on a baby show. As you can know, we had to start from scratch.
So when Ms. Kim left, we were scrambling, trying to figure out how to get things done, get the business completed on here, get the advertisement. So Ms. Sabrina did a phenomenal job on that day. That was the first time I ever was able to attend. And it was a great program. I really liked it. Look forward to next year. Not all that hard work, but you know, just the end result of the craft fair. So as you can see, our profits and all of our expenses are there. Our profit was $4,500, which is good because most of our profits come from the vendors and then the little concession stand that we had as well. Then the Double Good fundraiser did very well just for 13 families got involved with it. So that, you know, that was a good deal for us. And then our Chipotle night, we had a great time. I'm not a Chipotle person, I mean, but we had a great time again. You get to see Principal Lewis' son, Terry Boa, right in the corner. He had a great time. And then what's not on here is movie night. So we made a little over $300 for the movie night. We came and enjoyed the Lion King. Had a great time when I heard. So, any questions? Just on this part. Not on the financial total piece, because again, I'm going to leave that up to our treasurer for next meeting in February. So she'll give you the full breakdown of our what we have in our budget. So before we continue on, I'm going to have Mr. Presley come and speak a little bit about the gala that's about to have, the Roaring Twenties.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You guys got out of it late. Let's get some excitement. We're really excited in the gala committee. It's going to be the Roaring Twenties this year. And this is my second year as a parent here at St. Mary's. And I attended the gala. I actually bought the table right here at HASA meeting. And so tonight, we're going to offer 20% discount for you to buy tickets or a table. And all we're going to do tonight is just get your name and your email address. And then we'll follow up with you later. But I want to encourage you, how many room parents are in the room? Great. I want to encourage you to want a couple things, just to kind of interject here with this meeting. It'd be great if you could encourage your parents to come to these meetings. Because we can say a lot of things about what's not happening at the school, but here's where you're going to find out everything that's happening. So it'd be awesome if you, as a room parent, can encourage your parents to come. Secondly, the activities that we're doing and fundraisers that we're doing is really to help us be able to grow our school and grow the different assets we want to have in our school. And I know we're paying tuition and we're already paying it, but it'd be great just to be able to contribute. So if you're not interested in buying a ticket or you're not interested in buying a table, perhaps you can even just think about a donation where we can allow a teacher to come to the school. I've been here, this is just my second year, and I feel like my investment in back into the school is going to be a bigger investment into my child also. So I just want to encourage all of us. The gala is amazing. It's an adult event. You don't have to be British trained to be able to come, but it's like you can volunteer. Get your hours. I mean, I'm telling you, it's struggling trying to get your hours when it's time like May. You already paying your money, so you're not going to get it back. So why not have fun? My husband and I came. It's lots of dancing, lots of drinking, lots of eating. And we're doing a lot of work to get people to donate. I mean, I'm personally going to all my funders and asking them to contribute. And it's an investment for me back to the school. So I just want to encourage you. Let's try to make this our community, get more involved. And you know, I know we work hard every day, but let's just do it. I want to have fun. I want to get to know all of you, and I want you to get to know other parents. So, room parents, I'll be happy to share my information and help any way that I can. I'm a room parent for the sixth grade. Let me tell you, it's a big difference from elementary to middle school with being a room parent. So I'm trying to do what I did in elementary and middle school, and it's like that's not what they do. They don't believe in parties. So, since they don't believe in parties, there are other things I want them to contribute to. So I just want to encourage you. You know, let's have some excitement when we come here. And if there are ideas you have, just share them. This team is amazing. I worked the craft fair 10 hours because we didn't have a lot of parents. So again, roaring 20s, you can dress up. But you know, you remember the roaring 20s. Everybody said this year, 2020, is the vision. Well, let's have a vision for St. Mary's. Thank you.
Real quick, if you received for your hours, hopefully they are correct on here. If they're not, unless you put them in before I printed this out this afternoon. If you didn't, you have to go to Traffic Board to get your hours. So make sure you go to Traffic Board and send me an email about I work such and such place. I'll lose that email. I have four different email tracks. So it'll get pushed down somewhere deep down. So make sure you do the Traffic Board. If you do not have the information, please email me. And I will definitely get that out to you so you can track it out. We want to make sure you get your hours so you can get your discount.
And it's after we decided to May, after
the May. After the day, it stops and then you should be able to get your discount. Okay, so we want to make sure you get your money back. Right? Any questions about that? And if you, like I said, if the hours are not here, just come and talk to me. Make sure that you enter them incorrectly. I try to update them every time that you all submit your hours, it automatically pops up on my phone. So that way, if I'm at my desk at work or if I'm at home, I just try to put them in right away so I don't get far behind. Also, I want to let you all know the school, Father of the Hood, we all contributed to the staff here for the Christmas. They were able to get $150 gift cards to go do whatever they like to do. I didn't get anything back, so I guess I'm the teacher's lucky. That was one of the things that we enjoy doing. Again, like Principal Lewis said, we're going to help out with this science assembly. So it looks fun, it sounds fun. Unfortunately, probably won't be able to get here to see it. I'm trying to get my vice president up here in front of everyone. All right, so Principal Lewis and Father Hood, you want to go quick, please? Yes, a photo.
I know.
All right, so we, as you know, we try to do a lot for the teachers. We want to make sure, Vice Principal, come on, Ms. Brookstone, come on up. Yeah. Matter of fact, any teachers that are here, please come on up. Any teachers that are here, we got to give you all.
Mrs. Campbell.
Come on, any staff, everybody, come on up. Come on up. So we like to, make sure our teachers are, the staff here, period, have all the resources that they need to educate our children. You know, they have our children for 6 hours. When they come back to us, we're like, we can't wait for y'all to go back to school. drive the teachers crazy. But we are so thankful for the leadership, starting with Father the Hood down to our principal, vice principal, all the teachers. We would like to give them a $2,000 teacher resource check for them to.
A massage every week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know. We're
going to need that check back, but we'll give you the real check
back. But yeah, that was, we definitely appreciate the hard work that our teachers do. Right, and that will be through the double goods. So the profit that we made, the dental goods, we donated that and half of that, and hopefully we can continue to give them more resources so they can enjoy. All right, so let's go into the booster song. So as you know, we have 1 week left, our
it opens up
January 13th.
That will be our pep rally. So all the kids are going to be excited. It's going to be from 1 to 3. Myself and Amber, we've been on a conference call with the organization. They all are excited. If you never met one of the staff for the booster times, they are so excited. 8 o'clock in the morning, they're like hyper. And, you know, I'm at my desk. I have him on speaker. I had to turn my speaker down because she is so loud and so energetic. So I know she loves the job. I know. I didn't drink coffee, but, you know, I was still asleep. So we definitely need volunteers. I know everyone I sent out for the first time in a long time. I'm actually learning how to use Tragic for myself. I send out invites. So for the fun run, for the actual pep rally, we just need, you know, just to be parents there to help get the kids settled and excited and get the pleasure started. As always, you have to be Verter certified, so make sure you are Verter certified. Check with, I guess, Ms. Campbell.
Yeah, or so
Ms. Myers.
Ms. Myers in the office.
Right,
so you know, check if you have to have your fingerprints now. So you can't just be very certified, you also have to have a fingerprint. So make sure you are that. So our first one is the pep rally in the gym. Then each day I have 5 volunteer slots for Tuesday through Friday to come in the gym here. I mean, I'm sorry, multi-purpose room during lunch. So from 11:30 to 1:30 and hand out the prizes. We will, one of us will make sure that you have the prizes and the names so you can be prepared, so when you come in, you just hand out the prizes for each month group.
Mr. Wilkins,
yes.
So for individuals that were already Virtus certified prior, they have a, like their grandfathered in until January with their fingerprints.
31st. So actually, if you were Virtus certified last year and you haven't got your fingerprints done, get them done. But you are okay until January 31st. So they would be okay for this event, but anything February going forward, they're not.
Yep, so for that event, they're good to go.
Good. So that means everyone in here is good to go then. If you again, the website is there. And then our main event will be Thursday, January 23rd. That's when the kids are walking and running. If you didn't come last year, it was fantastic. We had a great time. The kid had a great time. Very energetic. Again, that staff is amazing. They kept the kids motivated. The pledges are open now, correct?
You can sign in.
They can start signing in now. I think you were sent home. They fly last week. Yes.
I just tried to do it online. They don't have the kindergarten classes online. They only have pre-K and first.
Okay. Yeah, we're checking tonight. Anyone else tracking had an issue? I know fifth grade is good.
I think everyone else is working.
Yes.
So everything will go home on the 13th after the pep rally. They'll send the packets home that day.
And it will have a specific time for each class?
Yes.
And Mr. Wilkins, I'm sorry. So lunch is starting at 11. We'll need volunteers at 11.
Oh, you're right.
We have 11:30, so if we can just change that.
Okay, I will definitely change
that. Thank you, you're awesome.
Thank you. So we'll change that, but if you already signed up, if you just come a half an hour early or whatever. Again, we need all the help. We need the main day you want to go is a great time, or just come and support them. We have a lot of parents with signs up, cheering on their kids. Oh, okay. So the fun one on the 23rd of January, the pre-K through second will go through at 8:30. Third through fifth starts at 9:30, and sixth through eighth, 10:30. So it's in the morning. So right. So all this information we are actually gathering up now. And this is one of our easiest fundraisers. All you have to do is email your friends, your family members. All you have to do is go online, sign up for it, and once the event is over, then the funds comes out after that. So once we submit it to the individuals that your child or daughters or sons finish their laps, then their money will be taken out. And hopefully, last year we made a little over 19,000. Right now we kept it, our goal is to 15,000, but I really would like to do more than the 19,000 that we did. And you remember, that was a furlough year, so we have a lot of people who were not working, were still able to give a little bit, but hopefully now since they're back at work and Trump is not going to sign over the no more furlough for a while, hopefully we can get more money, 25,000, that would be great, 30,000, easy fundraiser. This has got to be the easiest fundraiser in the world. You know, really no work for us. Click a button. All right? If they want to send in a check, they can send in a check as well. Just give it to the teacher will give it to the office, and we'll make sure that we get it to deposit the money. So they can pay a check, or they can go online and pay through credit card. Any questions about that? Yes, ma'am.
Is
this
the St. Mary's Fun Run, or is it the
Glow
Run?
It's the same thing. Yes. I'm sorry. The 13th will get the list, but it was already sent out, so I don't know what
happened.
It was
attached to the Monday morning memo. It was a flyer that Mrs. Martinez sent out, and she sent to me.
Something will go out this Friday, and then again on the 13th.
Right. So I know it went out already, and two Monday memos ago. So
it's funrun.com.
Excuse me? You can. I did believe. I think when I signed up, I was able to use. I had to change my password. I couldn't remember. Yeah, everything else is the same. Okay? Any questions about the, and again, you know, our goal? And this is one of the things we want to talk about today a little bit before we get into more. You know, we have three big items that we would like to do. One, again, teaching resources again. Two, the bathroom remodel, renovation, and three, the security system in the school. So I want to hear from you all first about how you would like for the money to be allocated. So that's the question. Because we don't want to just do it and then that's not what you all would like. Speak up. Bathroom first. You feel like the bathroom first? Bathrooms. Okay. So on a show of hands, we're going to say the bathroom first. Again, majority rules. Raise your hand if you want the bathroom remodeled, renovated. Okay. Then let's go to the second. Let's say we can spend that money for the bathroom. What would be the second item that you would like to spend it on? The security cameras. Okay. And then go to the teacher resources. All right. So we will definitely start that. If you know anyone that is a contractor, please have them to contact myself or Ms. Amber. And then we will set them up with either Ms. Campbell or Principal Lewis so they can get permission to come into the school to do the Yes.
So what are the improvements for the bathroom?
Can I hopefully?
Yes, come.
So we actually just submitted two grants to the state of Maryland. One is the Aging Schools grant that we're planning on using for a few things, but we actually should get enough money to completely remodel the downstairs upstairs bathrooms and half of the downstairs bathroom. So we're gonna be working with the HSA on that. But we did get almost $10,000 in that grant, which is gonna be great. And then we also got an additional safety grant that we're gonna be using to supplement the safety grant. We actually got a safety grant last year, Dr. Shelter put in one, to get security cameras installed in all of the hallways of the school. And we're actually getting those in right now. We have the cameras, we just need them to do the infrastructure of where the feed's actually going, how long it's staying on file. And we're gonna be adding to that with this year's grant, as well as fixing permanently the door. Some of you have noticed sometimes it doesn't always catch, so we're fixing that. And we're adding in a new ID badge swipe system. So when you come into the school, you hand over your driver's license or other form of ID. We can swipe it, it'll print out a badge for you. It's gonna be a really easy way for us to track who's in the school, who's not. And possibly remodeling the actual entrance to the school at some point. That's a little further down the line. But we all have security on our minds. We want to make sure our children are safe here. So we do have grants that are going to do a good part of that. But the HSA and your fundraiser is going to be really huge in making sure that those projects are completed. So I really appreciate everything that they're doing.
So is it safe to say either way, the bathroom will be done and the security will be done?
Absolutely.
This year?
Yes. This year. Yes. Well, I would by the beginning of next year. There's probably going to be a lot of work done for the summer. So depending on how you mean this year, by the beginning of next year is certainly our goal. And we'll have all the funding by then, so unless something contracting holds it up, which we'll keep you informed on, it should be done by the beginning of next year.
So did that answer your question? Do you have a question? Somebody had a question over here. Yes.
So I think this is great, definitely. I will be here next year to see all of it, but I think it's awesome that the renovation is occurring, that security is increasing. The other item I think is a big one is, are there any other efforts being made to deal with us when we leave in and out? Because that's a huge safety issue. I find many mornings, it's a challenge getting in and out and just pick up and leaving. So I just want to make sure we put that on the to-do list as well as a priority.
Okay.
Absolutely. I don't want to get too far off topic, but when there is someone operating out the light, that seems to be working. It's just
the
morning, the times in between. Okay. That is something that we're working. There's restrictions with whether we can have a traffic light there, whether we can have a security person there. That's really the big issue we run into. It's not really a funding issue. It's more of a how much are we legally allowed to stop traffic on the road. But it is something that we're continuing to look into. So I certainly appreciate that, and I have that written down for me as well.
And I forgot about the playground.
Yes.
Out there in the forest. So we definitely want. We want to upgrade the playground as well. I hope everybody can hear me. I'm not a microphone guy, and definitely I don't like standing behind the podium. So we definitely want to upgrade the playground as well. That's another major item in our budget. But I know somebody had their hand up as well.
I just want to say, Principal Lewis, have you reached out to like the traffic safety engineers for Prince George's County right here? They can do an assessment to see.
Absolutely. Okay. So I'm gonna be 100% honest. I've reached out to a few people, but I have not gone into this as much as I should, just because I know that in the past, not that I won't do it, but I know that in the past, Dr. Showalter has really looked into it, so it wasn't. Mrs. Campbell can speak a little bit more.
Yeah. So through delegates and senators, right. And we went through everything. The problem is we don't have walkers. So we don't have any children walking to the houses, so they don't support the crossing guards for us. So that's why we used to have a crossing guard. Somebody stopped that, so we no longer are allowed to have that type of funding. We've asked about a traffic light during the time that we're leaving. They said no, and so that's why we're manually handling. We pretty much have been told they're not helping us at all on that situation. So there's really, I mean, we have done everything. There's not really, at this point, nothing else we can do other than...
Yeah, you and I can talk offline, and maybe because you have your connection, so I'm certainly open to trying another way. I'm all about keeping the push.
The reason why I asked about the traffic, the engineers on traffic safety, because there could be an assessment on the number of incidences that have happened on this road as to really stating the case as to why.
And we said that. We did. We went through all of that. They said there was no reason for that. I know Tori can do it.
I mean, I do environmental improvements under traffic safety, so that's why I'm asking about the traffic safety.
Yeah, so I think you and I can go over everything that was already said and who we already spoke with.
Yeah, and I know the town commission, I don't know the town commission personally, but you know, I know they are doing the election as well, and we definitely want him or her, whoever be the new elected town commissioner, to know as well. You know, trying to make that left-hand turn out of this parking lot,
yeah.
You gotta be keeping things out because trying to make one way to get somebody else coming.
For anyone that doesn't know, there's a semi-circular street adjacent to the property. You can't turn left, turn right, get right of way, turn left, go around the little.
Right. Yeah. First. Make it right. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
To
right.
Right. Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right.
Also back up, like create a paper trail for what you guys are trying to say to the senators and whoever else, saying, look, we're calling every single day, it's a problem. It's just a legal way to back up to what you're saying.
Okay, I have you guys both written down, so we'll coordinate and see what else we can do. Absolutely, thank you.
Any other questions on that particular, or the fundraising, and what were you going to, like to allocate the money for? Anything that you all feel that we need to allocate the money for that's not on this list? Because again, this is our board looking at this. You know, we want to involve everyone, and I don't want you to go home and you know talk to your husband or wife.
He didn't ask us what we want.
Even though this is for just a small percentage of us sitting here right now, I've not heard anything about a grade graduation, a grade trip, which is. HSA usually contributes to that, but I'm not seeing it anywhere, and I've not heard any discussion regarding that.
Well, I know HSA is going to help out with the dinner,
the luncheon.
We haven't been asked to do anything as of yet, so we're just waiting for Principal Lewis or whoever is the coordinator for the eighth grade to come to us and give us their itinerary.
Yeah, the luncheon's been taken care of financially. We're going to be coordinating with seventh grade room moms get the hosting thing down, and then we'll be coordinating with the eighth grade room moms to let you know what's going on. The trip Mrs. Plod just decided on, I believe they decided on Hershey Park. So now that we know where we're going, we can start budgeting for that. So that at that point, we were waiting for the students to get back to us. It was Hershey Park, New Jersey Six Flags, or Busch Gardens, and I believe we have settled on Hershey Park. But we haven't said anything else out yet because it hasn't been official yet.
Thank you. No problem. Actually, have a
question in terms of updating
textbooks.
Have we
talked further about that in terms of updating some of the old textbooks that
children still
use? Ms.
Hannah.
Textbooks.
And which specifically? So the majority of our textbooks, we actually have pretty updated textbook at this time. The last ones that we were waiting on was the social studies ones that were recently updated. You're probably going to have to re-update them with changing of standards. Is there something in particular you're thinking
about?
Well,
I remember during the first meeting you had mentioned that
the online components is an addition to the textbook. Okay,
yeah.
So that we are looking into in terms of basically just giving the parents access to videos, resources, things at home that are not just like IXL is wonderful and we love it, but it's not directly tied to the curriculum. You can't just go in and click lesson one, chapter
yes,
one goes
yes.
with this. So that's the piece that we're looking into for next year. I think that's we're going to pretty much be able to do that as a school. HSA I'll certainly reach out to if I need to, but Mrs. Rockstall's been great with reaching out to reps, and we'll be releasing that information relatively shortly. But we want to make sure that we have a decision in place before we kind of start putting out too much. I always want to make sure anything that comes out of my mouth is something that's actually happening. But we are certainly looking into it, especially with our math and reading are the two main components, as adding that, it's called a student seat, so adding that onto our current curriculum that we have in place.
Any other questions or concerns? I didn't put on there, I forgot to put on open forum. But I always like to have an open forum to hear anything that you would like to add or see happen. So any other things you would like to do, talk about? All right, I understand. I want to go home too. All right. So at the election, so we sent out, before I forget, and I don't know if I can't remember. I know Principal Lewis sent it in. Make sure you start registering the kids. Your children, because January is the
$125, correct?
$125 by January
31st.
And
going up $25 each month. So you should have been receiving emails saying to re-register your child with children. So make sure you try this. January 31st is the $125. Change in February, it goes up to $150 and then so on and so on. So make sure you do that. Plus it gives the numbers to see how many people are coming back and makes it easier to know how many more families they need to get during this open house, okay? So please do that as soon as you can. All right, so elections. I want to open up the floor so we're not voting on any secretaries or sergeant bonds or treasurer right now. That will be in the May, but I think they're all coming back. I think I threatened them. Amber is the only one who is not backing down on my threats. But we are looking for two positions, president and then vice president. It was in the Monday memo of your duty. So right now, no one signed up for the president and vice president. I was hoping somebody could do the president part to help me, because I can definitely be a vice president, be on the scene. But again, I did put my name in the hat. What I can offer you is as much time as I have. Again, I told you before, I'm a head track and field coach for the Deceiving High School. We have one of the top programs in the nation, so I'm very busy with that, improving a lot. Also a father, husband, my plate is kind of full, but this is something that I love to do. I enjoy helping out in the community. I've always been a part of anything that my children have done. I started as a room parent, then moved my way out before Mount Calvary closed and became here, and I ended up getting on the board. However, we want to open it up just in case you didn't read the email.
So let's do this, Mr. Wilkins. It's kind of a conflict since you want to do it. Let's get Ms. Lewis to get up.
Thank you.
We'll talk to everybody and anybody else wants to offer themselves.
Thank
Is that
you.
Okay, Mr. Wilkins?
Yes.
That's all.
I love you. So that actually wasn't in the Monday morning memo. I didn't get it quite there. It was a follow-up email. Yes.
But the president and the vice president are two officers that are elected in the middle of the year for next year. The reason being so they can shadow the current HSA board so they don't come in blind trying to learn everything over the summer. The president and vice president are elected for 3 years, but obviously we're not going to, like, you know, if you need to leave after a year, it's not huge deal. We want somebody for 3 years, so we are looking for someone that has someone in the school, maybe a little bit younger, at least has a year or two left. The president and vice president work very closely with me. They are, I mean, you've been able to see everything that they do. They have a great support, but they help make a lot of decisions in the school. They decide on fundraisers. They run the meetings. My HSA is like my rah-rah board. That's what I call them. They are my support in the school. There's what makes the school fun for the students. They support Catholic Schools Week. They support the fun run. Anything fun that you see is usually coming from the HSA. And so it would be really great to see some parents out there helping us out with these events. It is a big time commitment, but we're going to make sure. But the nice thing is we can kind of work around your schedule because you're the one in charge or second in charge. The president is the main person that runs the meetings, and then so Mr. Wilkins is in there, but we're open to any other write-in or anybody who wants to come up here and run from the floor. We've elected people from the floor before many times. The vice president, we actually don't have any candidates for, and the vice president is a great way to start. If you're not quite ready to be the head person in charge, but you would really like to be involved in the board, you want to be, especially if you're a fundraiser, the vice president is the chair of all fundraisers. They're the chair, so they get to delegate. They're not the person necessarily that has to do everything, but they are the coordinator of all the fundraisers. So we're certainly looking for someone to fill in that vice president role as well. If for some reason we don't get a nomination today, we're going to do a little bit of recruiting. Just kind of ask around, see what people want to do, and then we'll probably have another election later on this year. But I'm really hoping to get someone tonight. One, looking around, you guys are the crux of the school. You guys are the ones that are there all the time. You're my volunteers. You're my room parents. You guys know what's going on in this school. And I would love to see someone here run for vice president or president. But Mr. Wilkins would obviously also be a wonderful choice, so I don't want to discourage that. I just want to make sure that if you feel like running for president or vice president, then you are welcome to do so. Is there anyone interested in running from the floor for either office?
I see some heads nodding over there.
I know.
She's ahead of the game,
man. Yeah. You can nominate somebody.
But they have to accept.
I know.
All right. Going once.
I'm nominating someone.
Going twice.
There's a nomination on the, there's a recommendation.
You cannot write in anyone who hasn't put their name forward. We can't, sorry. You can't write in unless they put themselves forward. All right, so with that being said, please vote on our president and leave the vice president blank for right now. If you are interested later, you go home, you talk to your spouse, or you think about your priorities, please send myself or Mrs. Campbell an email and we'll get you on the ballot for the next HSA meeting. But I see many, many people here that I know would make a wonderful assistant for Mr. Wilkins. I see people thinking about it. I see you over there.
What's wrong?
Miss Lewis.
They said you
want me to do it?
Yeah, sorry.
I'll talk.
That's what they're saying. They don't know what to do with it.
Got it. Okay. Yes. All right. Mrs. Creppy, are you running from the floor for vice president?
Yes. As long as you support the law of them, yeah, do it.
Mrs. Creppy, would you mind coming up and speaking as to why you'd be a wonderful vice president?
What's your speech?
Good speech, Olga.
So all my name is on all this. So you, I mean, maybe eighth grade great parents are going to be leaving. Like, I don't want to do it with them. So, just a little bit about myself. I'm Turing Preppy. I run a not-for-profit called Save Kids Worldwide. It's a subsidiary of Children's. I've been there 20 years. I'm responsible for a budget of about $12 million each year, which I have to raise or I won't have a job. So I enjoy what I do. I enjoy working on behalf of children, and I enjoy working on behalf of what I'm involved with, which is the school. So for me, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to need all of your support, and I'm going to be the person that's really going to be working to get you to get more engaged and more involved, and I'm going to make it fun. So it's about working smart, not hard. And I want to work in a way where, as I've said to several of the members here, that it's not about raising, you know, $2,500. It's like, let's raise $25,000. And so for me, it would be bringing some of right now with the gala, I went to some of my core funders to give them, you know, what's the why? Why do I want to contribute to St. Mary's? What's the return on the investment? What's the return on the benefit? And so we have to really give the state our case. What's our case study in order for us to do it? So for me, I come with a business mindset, and that's the way I would be looking at it. Even if I'm not here in this school, and I'm only here 2 more years, it will still be where my son has his initial education. So I will still want to come back and give, no matter where. So I look forward to it, but we would have to have much more fun at these meetings than what we're doing right now. In Mr. Wilkins, I'll be a very big supporter, advocate, but I will be wanting to, you know, initiate and offer, you know, why should you come to this meeting? Because they're going to be a two-way street. They can't just be that we keep asking you to come here, pay your tuition, do these fundraisers. It's got to be, we got to be able to offer something back to each and every one of you. So I will gladly accept it, but also I need your support too. So if you want me to say yes, I need to know that I have your support. And that means who's going to sign up by show of hands tonight? How many of you want to sign up for the gala? I'm only going to do it. I need 10 people. No, not anybody that's already doing it. I need 10 new people that's willing to sign up, and it doesn't have to buy a table, but at least buy a ticket. Or get your room parent, get your parents in the class to do it. It's fun. We're going to have fun. Like, you know, and I have a whole list of celebrities that I work with, and I'm going to be calling them to come and contribute to the school. So I need your help. But if I don't get your help, you're going to make me look bad. So I can't do it if you're going to make me look bad. I think put my reputation and my credibility on the line. So how many of you want to get more engaged? Okay, good. If I do it, I'm going to start now with transitioning help with Amber. So I'm going to need all you all. So the next couple meetings, I'm going to be up here giving some rah-rah. And I'm going to be like, when was the last time you volunteered? And what did you do? So let's get on with it, okay? And you are Omega Psi Phi. So we're going to figure out how we get that fraternity involved and give it back to our school. Like, it's got to be real, real, real. Okay, so that means teacher appreciation. We got to recognize the teachers, too. So don't worry, I'm going to be starting now. If I'm doing it, I'm starting now, not next year.
And just so you know what you're agreeing to, because it seems like you were a little we're not trying to talk you out, but I just want to make sure you know. The vice president shall assign new school families to mentor families to ease the transition into St. Mary's. Perform the duties of the president in his absence and succeed to the office of the president if that office becomes vacant. The chairman of all fundraising initiatives assume special administrative duties as assigned and assist the treasurer in all budget issues and verifying transactions once made. All right. So please fill out your ballots.
Somebody pass this out. So the gala is coming up February 22nd. I bought a table and I'm making a donation also, because I can't ask for money if I don't give money. And so my table is going to be donated to all the teachers.
Thank you.
I'm picking my teachers, just so you know. My
It is working online, so if you want to, the website is on the bottom. If you want to just go ahead online and do it.
So just to clarify, just to make it official, because I know we want to get out of here, please check off the option for president that you would like. And then Mrs. Creppy, you can kind of do whatever spell. I'll give you her spelling, but you can write it whatever. We'll know what you mean, C-R-E-P-P-Y, for vice president. We're going to turn them in, count up the ballots, and then we'll announce the winners. While we do that, do you want to do 50-50 while we do that? Just so we can get people out of here.
And if anybody wants to volunteer for the game,
Gayla, you can come on over here. We'll take your name. And we're looking for, what are we looking for, Miss
Collins? Everything.
Oh, yeah. Your ballots, please. Cigars, cigarettes, ballots.
I've been looking at you.
Can you get her another ticket?
Don't we count? Michael, we
are? Yeah. I mean, it's like when you do a real lecture.
Everybody, they
break too.
So let me do mine.
So, the discount that we're offering for the gala is only for tonight. And you can't come back tomorrow and say it has to be with us tonight.
So you can either make your paper with us and we'll apply the discount and you'll be invoiced for it, or you can just go online, you can buy the tickets online tonight, and the promo code is all lowercase HSA meeting. Okay? And that applies to whole tables, so you'll be 20% off of the whole table, or individual tickets, couples tickets. And yes, so the link is live where you can make this paper with us tonight.
All right.
Only till 11:59.
Right. Right. Just leave your form with us.
We will invoice you for the.
Yes, sir. We're going to send you forms tonight, or you're going to go all night.
I will now.
There's
722.
722.
Yes.
Can we get
in
the table?
Yes.
Seven.
It's only seven at a table.
Wait a minute. How many was it?
Oh, eight.
So.
And then we'll distribute the bigger numbers for each. And it's so much fun.
I want to.
Yes, I want you to take this. My folks
are good. Yes. 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 So we're going to tell you live band and then live music, and it's just a great time.
So the question is, how many at the table?
Eight
how
at the table.
Eight. Okay. Are we ready for our 50-50 raffle? Pull out your green tickets. Pull out your green tickets.
Oh. Janelle.
Take a ticket for me.
Come here, let's make a ticket.
No. She's like,
here.
Don't mind. That's it? Awesome. Oh, click to the left. All right. All right. So the winning number.
The mic's not working.
Oh, okay. So the winning number 154-416. 416. Woo! Awesome. We collected a total of $60, and the $20 goes to the winning class, which was kindergarten, with 43%, and $20 goes to you. Thank you for supporting.
Now, Brownie.
Oh, thank you. Woo! We love this great donation.
All right,
they count, yeah. Thank you.
And also, if you're
thank you.
For our meeting, you can meet with the senior for uniform exchange as well. Okay? All right, so Father, let's close out.
You what? In there? Oh.
Mr. Wilkins and Ms. Greppy are President, Vice President?
Woo!
Congratulations.
Bring out the champagne.
Up the court. Thank you all for coming. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We implore the care and protection of our patroness in heaven as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a good night.
Good night. How much I say?
Oh, gosh.